Welcome to another exciting episode of the Business of Digital podcast, featuring your hosts, Matt Siltala and Dave Rohr. Hey guys, excited to have you on another one of these Business of Digital podcasts. As always, I got my trusty co-host, Dave, there. How's it going, bud?
I am here.
Somewhere. So, we are here and surviving, the current world situations, and I thought that this was a fantastic opportunity for, it's actually your idea, so I can't say I thought that this was a fantastic idea, but I do think it's a fantastic idea.
Well, it was a possible thing to talk through with Aleda, and we didn't get to it, and then I stopped trying to even think about it because I was like, we can totally talk about this for just 20 minutes on its own, or maybe 15, or maybe 25. I don't know. We'll see.
For sure. But the topic, which is personal development or ongoing training tools, and I thought this was fantastic because we all have a little bit of extra time at home now. I mean, we're not, you especially are not going and visiting bars anymore right now in Chicago or anywhere, I guess.
And all of my travel has been kaput. So, yeah.
So, yeah, what are your thoughts on, go ahead and kick us off.
Well, I think, last week, if you listened, we listed off some tools, but with the Airtable, again, I'll drop the link to it. But then I also came across recently, and I've just been hanging on to these links, freecodecamp.org has a list of 450 Ivy League courses you can take.
Wow.
For free.
Really?
Yeah. And that's just those. I'm sure there's a ton more out there. Masterclass, Lynda, and there might be others out there that are available for free right now. But one of the things with... I know that my certification or my whatever it was test for PPC or analytics or one of them is expiring soon or coming due for I have to retest and whatnot.
All right.
So I'm like in the back of my head, if I have free time, when hopefully I will soon, I need to go and take those tests. And if you haven't taken them, also now would be a good time. A lot of times job listings for some reason like to put that they require them.
Yeah.
Which I think is sometimes overkill because, yes and no. They just want to make sure that you actually do know it. But, I mean, normally if you talk to someone during an interview, you can kind of get an idea. But I think it just helps them, speed up that process a little bit. But if you don't have certifications or if you haven't taken those tests or those online courses from Google and through their partner, it's $50, I think. But... that's only for the final test. So, if you don't think your current company is going to pay for it, you could do a lot of the training and the testing and say you're where you work, you don't have access to it.
Right.
Go set up a free site on WordPress. Go set up a free site, a trial site on Wix or Squarespace or anywhere and create your own version of analytics and create your own site.
That's how we all did it back in the day.
Yeah, that's how I learned.
We all figured it out by testing and breaking and getting banned. And we don't suggest that, but
Matt, you got banned. What? Are you suggesting people get banned?
Nope, not at all.
Uh huh.
But I know that's going to be the title now. Thanks, Dave.
Hey, I'm going to change your password so you can't fix that too.
But no, I was going to ask: have you ever done one of the master classes? Because they look great, and the one that is always popping up in my feed, probably because I'm always talking about smoking meat and barbecue, is the Franklin's, and his ability to do the brisket. And I was just curious if you've ever done one of their courses.
I have not, but if I was to really want to, go back in time and be a DJ, I would take Joel Zimmerman's, also known as Dead Mouse. He has one.
Really?
And I've seen the ad because I stream probably too much techno on and EDM and
did you
DJ
want to be
sets.
A DJ at one point?
What? I did want some 1200s, but I never bought them because I was too broke in college.
See, and I actually was a DJ back in college.
Radio DJ.
High school. No, I actually DJed dances and weddings.
Ah.
But not the record scratching or kind that you're talking about. Mine were all... like college dances. Yeah, it would basically this will be old school. We had two CD players and a mixer.
Oh my goodness.
Now everything I was looking at some of the setups that they're doing these days now. And they're all like on the computer. And
yep.
Back in my day, I used to have to carry this crate of CDs. It was so heavy.
Anyway, no vinyl, no CDs now. It's all just on hard drives. A little bit different.
It's very easy. You know, because think about like, what was that one song? And you just do a quick like search for it, thinking of it, and then you get all these suggestions, and you're like, yeah.
Completely different.
Yeah, kids these days don't know what they got.
Yeah, but the Free Code Camp, and I actually took a couple years ago a class through MIT, and I think I have the certification somewhere. It was like a data science 101 type thing, and it was interesting. It was not cheap, and it was like 8 weeks long, but I had to spend... a low week was 8 to 10 hours, and the high week was 20, but it also had two different variations. So I was not super Python coding, and I still haven't learned it like I want to. So there was, if you were a developer and knew it, you could do the more advanced stuff, and you could actually create a ton of stuff by yourself, which would have taken more time.
I'm just thinking here about how, you know, all of us may find ourselves with kids not going to school for a while. And, you know, we're in that situation where they've closed all the schools down in Arizona, and I have a kid that loves...
Learn to code.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm looking at. He's a free code camp because he's learning Python in school right now, and he's loving it, and my 17-year-old, and I'm thinking, like, man, this is a great opportunity. Instead of just having them, you know, rot their brains behind a computer game all day, you know, like...
Fortnite.
Tell them, yeah, well... I think that's old school, Dave. You're dating yourself.
Not that old, no. It's like Overwatch.
Yeah, I don't even know what it is now, but yeah. So like having them do something with that now, like these are great opportunities for anyone that is trying to figure out what to do with their kids, you know, during this free time.
Or just, you know, like the whole idea was we're on personal development. You know, I took that one because I was curious about just digging into data science and stats and stuff more. But there's a lot of other companies and classes you can take, some free, some not, you know, the Google certification stuff. But I think there's just a ton out there that if you're not taking advantage of it, especially right now, I mean, these are free. Yeah. So, you know... And some of them are on personal development. I just scrolled down and kind of laughing. That's funny. But yeah, I mean, they're from all these different universities, and you can even probably talk to or look at other ones, you know, online and find them. I'm sure that at this point, Lynda and Udemy and some of the other ones either have ones on sale or, you know, I think I've bought one from Udemy before and I've never actually taken it. So I should probably look that up.
I was just thinking about like just the opportunity that we have. I mean, a lot of the time we're just so pigeonholed into the one craft that we do or the one set of, you know, the one, whatever the word I'm looking for, you know, just our specialty, you know, that a lot of times we don't venture off into different things. Like, for example, one of the things I love about Susan Winograd is just like her ability and what she does with the social... you know, the paid social side of things and her ability to just make Instagram ads and Facebook ads just like work for her like nobody's business. And, you know, now's a perfect opportunity if I really want to get into something like that or anyone. I'm just giving this as an example, but like now's the time. Like learn something new, expand your craft, get better. It's only going to benefit you.
Yeah. And I'm looking in a new Udemy right now.
Did you just call me a dummy? You're looking at me, dummy?
Yes, dummy. My courses. So I have a social media, Python for data science and machine learning bootcamp with R, machine learning, web scraping for sales and growth hacking. Ooh, I should look at that one. Yeah, these are all courses that I have. And I've
Something else, Dave, that I saw that Jim Christian just put out there, you know, from the Advanced Search Summit Conference, formerly with GoDaddy, Anyway, he put out something I thought was a fantastic idea. With all the conferences being canceled lately, everyone's created over the, you know, preparing for the next 2 months of conferences that have been canceled.
Conference season.
Yeah, if conference season. Instead of those decks going to waste, he suggested about creating a platform where they can be uploaded and they can be trained and people could be taught and people could see and learn and grow. And
well, yeah, well, that's a good idea. Well, just there's a ton of webinars. So, like, I think OnCrawl has one this week that we're recording. But just about every week, SEMrush usually has one.
Yeah, I was
going to
say SEMrush
OnCrawl
has
does.
Really good ones.
Yeah. But then also look, like, I'm really big into wanting to learn Tableau and Tableau or Tableau. I'm mixing it up with the singer's name. Tableau and like Power BI. And Will Reynolds has done some videos in the past, and I've watched some of those kind of tutorial-ish.
Yeah, his are fantastic.
But I think that there's more that I could do. And I, well, actually, I know there's more I could do even on my computer. And I have Power BI installed, like the free version. Like, I don't even have like a crazy expensive version. And I do a ton of mashing up of paid and organic data often. Like, I'll bring in Google ranking data, Google Search Console data, and paid data from like the last year. So like for all of 2019, and just throw it in there and, you know, dig around and see what I can find.
Yeah.
And then just this week, although when this goes live, it'll be from last week, the Miranda Miller just posted something, and it was like 13 SEO and marketing tasks you can do, you know. And part of me also thinks that if you have never really spent a lot of time with your paid team, if you've never spent a lot of time with your social media team, with your email team, with your PR team, your SEO team, your web developers, use this time, if you have downtime, to set up meetings to understand what their pain points usually are, understand what their goals are, and see if you can't have your team work more closely with them in the future going forward.
Make them useful meetings, though, because you just said you hated meetings earlier.
I do hate meetings, but that's actually a really cool meeting.
No, it is.
You know, it's like, here's what we were working on the last, you know, here's what we launched last quarter that you may not have noticed. Here's what we're going to launch, you know, coming up. But create those relationships and do trainings. But then also, in a lot of the trainings I do, where I talk to in-house people, I love asking this question. It's like, who here manages SEO? Like, who manages PPC? Who manages social? Who's a developer? Who does two of those things? You know, a bunch of people raise their hand. Who does three, four, five? Who does everything? You know, and there's a bunch of hands. Who wishes they had more time?
Yeah.
But then the question is, and of those people, who spends time doing all those things each week? And most of them are like, yeah, no.
Well, it just reminds me of the conversation that you have all the time, or that you and I have together, about how it used to be with your bosses, how when they would ask you, well, have you gotten on this? And you break it down with them and show them, no, because I've been working on this, this, and this.
Yeah, because I've done these other things
this
week.
Do what you tell. Yeah, that's what it reminds me of.
Well, and that's, yeah, and that's one of the things, is that if you never spend time in your CRM, you never spend time listening to customer service, your customer service team, or working and talking with your sales team, or if you think you have an access to Google Search Console, or you think you have access to Google Analytics, but honestly, you've never really opened it, go.
Yeah.
Spend this time.
Do it.
Go do the Google's got videos to walk you through Google Search Console. And if you don't have access to one, they have videos that'll walk you through on how to set it up. Go through and learn. What's that?
They make it very easy lately.
They are, yeah. Well, and then go through Google Analytics. And one of the things that I always suggest is set a meeting for yourself. This is not, you know, I know I hate meetings. This is just a reminder.
You've already said it twice now.
I know. Okay, set a reminder and block out an hour Monday, Tuesday. One of those days, block out an hour to
call it development, not meeting.
What's that?
Call it development, not meeting.
Yeah, personal development, PE time. Repeat. Yeah. I don't know what day it is. And then on Thursday, Friday, set one of those days an hour reminder, block out an hour of time, or at least 30 minutes, and say, okay, this is when I go and spend time in Google Analytics and learn, you know, what the heck, how the heck to get data out of this thing. And then on Wednesday, set, you know, 30 minutes for talking to a different team. I mean, that's just an hour and a half, but you're learning Google Search Console. You're getting into data. You're learning, you know, where to access things. And maybe you don't have access or you don't care about those things. Pick three things throughout your week and try to start spending time during the day. Or convince your boss or bosses that it's worthwhile. I think it is.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you better and smarter and faster and more able to do your job. Why wouldn't they be okay with at least a little bit of time spent each week?
Yeah, for reals. I don't see that there would be a problem with something like that, but...
Well, if you've got eight things due, you know, 2 weeks ago...
True.
It's but, yeah, it's that constant argument. It's like, well, I'm waiting for so-and-so to do this. Had I spent a little bit of time over the last 3 months learning how to do it, I wouldn't have to wait for them. But now I don't know how to do it. So if I start spending time now, in 3 months from now, when I need this again, I'll be able to do it myself.
Yeah.
Of course, they'll probably still say no sometimes, and I apologize. But hopefully more people that are listening have, you know, better team members or owners or bosses that can see past the short-term problems with that. But... Yeah. You never know.
Well, it's like you said, now's the perfect opportunity to figure that out. There's been quite a few things that I've been thinking of lately, trying to improve on and get better in, and I'm taking advantage of this situation as well. I'm also figuring out ways to pass that down to, you know, the kids that are at home. I'm figuring out ways to help other businesses. And, you know, like, for example, here's another one, Dave. You know, I have businesses that I work with, friends that I have that are struggling with different things. And, you know, they're coming in obviously concerned about things that are going on and how do I keep my doors open and how do I keep my employees paid. And so we're coming up with and learning. And again, I'm having to go and do research and talking with friends and people and looking at stuff. And, okay, what are some of the creative things that we can do to keep people coming into the door yet still not, you know, still doing our part to, as they say, flatten the curve. And, you know, so it's interesting. It's like, you know, it's all part of personal development and growth and helping other people grow. And, you know, that's a lot of what I've been focusing on. So
I think for me, it's just take a long-term view of your own skills and assets and abilities. And hopefully your bosses and owners and coworkers will do the same as well for themselves and for you. But, you know, take a look at the classes, the links, or go do some research at your local community college to take summer classes. A lot of companies, some in the past where I once taught myself PL SQL, because I figured out how much some of our Oracle developers made per hour back when I was a developer. I was a Cold Fusion developer, not doing bad, but when I learned how much our contractors, PL SQL developers were making, and that's not even including what the company was paid them was, I was like, wow, I should probably learn that. And so that I could actually write some of our own stored procs and stuff using Oracle, my company was like, yeah, you're a developer. That makes sense. And then they paid the $300 or $200 or $400 for me to go to the local college, and I took a class. Directly applicable to my job-ish in office space because we were using it. And so, you know, I got them to pay for it. Take a look at those long-term, you know, the master classes and the other stuff and some of the other Ivy Leagues, like the MIT certification I got. Some of it maybe, depending on the price. You know, some companies pay $1,000, some of them, I don't know. Does Avalanche do anything per quarter or year off the top of your head that you're muted?
Sorry, Matt's muted. You got me in a sneeze.
Perfect timing.
Yeah, so, but no, not at the top of my head, sorry.
Not at the top of your head. But a lot of companies do, whether it's sending you to conferences or whatever. But, you know, there's webinars to watch. You know, there's different companies that are putting out even more webinars right now since there can't be conferences or they're going digital conferences. I think you just have to look around and decide what you want to learn and what You can apply to either where you want to go with your career, your job, or just what you're curious about learning.
Yeah.
Like some of my friends have decided to take up random crafts. And this last, I'm just watching their Instagram. They're like, here's my new hobby at night.
Yeah. Go, okay. That's funny. I've been noticing that a lot too, but.
Well, you can't leave the house at night. So you can't go to movies, you can't go to dinner. So.
I see. I want to learn to be a better chef, but I can't buy anything at the stores right now. So anyway.
Learn to use what's in your house.
There you go.
There you go. So yeah, that's it.
Perfect.
Take the long view.
Perfect. Thank you for sharing that. And hopefully you guys, if there's any questions that you have about personal development or ongoing training that we can help with, let us know. Reach out to us. We'd be glad to chat with you about it. As always, make sure you visit us on Google Play and give us a nice review. Even if it's just a 5-star rating, just look at any one of them. And it helps out. So with Dave with Northside Metrics, I'm Matt with Avalanche Media. And thank you guys for joining us. And good luck. And we'll see you on the next one.
Thanks, all.